Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I'm in the hub here at Odyssey World Headquarters, high above the Schuylkill River. And it is as filthy looking as ever. The river, I mean, not the Odyssey Hub. And great to be with you. So we have our wonderful friends who donated a lot of money to the Travis Manion Foundation joining us today in person for our live show. And hopefully they'll come in at any moment, because right now it feels very lonely in here. So make your way in, everybody, and join us, because it's going to be a good show today. We're loaded up. We got a lot to get to. And apparently the president is going to speak around 4 o'clock, I think. And we'll definitely take some of that live, because with everything that's going on in the world, we want to make sure we're on the cutting edge and we don't miss anything. That's very, very important. And I can tell you, you know, as I'm watching this, the reaction to this guy who got elected, I'm not going to say elected mayor, but he's, for all accounts, probably going to be mayor. I mean, could he lose the general election? I guess, but be unlikely. Florida does not want any New Yorkers. I don't blame them. I get it. I get it completely. But Florida has basically put a giant "we're closed" sign on 95. They don't want you coming. Although this is a great time, though, to be a real estate agent in Florida. I'm serious about this. My buddy Lydia Moynihan in the New York Post wrote a whole piece about this today, how all these luxury real estate developers in Florida are getting excited about all the New Yorkers who are going to flee to come to Florida because of this Zoran Mandami guy who got nominated yesterday. But don't you dare rule out the sexual pervert slash nursing home killer Andrew Cuomo, because there's a very good chance Andrew Cuomo may still decide to run in the general election as an independent. That's right. He's thinking about it. The Love Gov's thinking about it. You can't keep a good Love Gov down. That didn't come across right, but you know what I mean. This is a guy who survived killing grandparents in nursing homes. I don't know if you caught this last night, but Dana Perino was filling in for Gutfeld, and she had a great joke. She said, it turns out the senior vote did matter in New York, because Cuomo should have won that election, but he killed all those seniors in nursing homes. But he's not ruling out running in the general election as an independent. He's not. This is insane. He's still thinking about doing it. And there's more and more reaction now to this guy, Mandani, and just how much he's a problem for Jews. And you're just wondering why this guy was able to win. And the reason why is because New York has gone freaking nuts. And he also is threatening to still have Netanyahu arrested. He can't arrest Netanyahu. He's the leader of a country, but he's threatening it. And that's the other thing, too. So this guy, Tim Miller, you got to realize that if you go way back to the Never Trumper origin, this guy, Tim Miller, he does the Bulwark podcast and nobody listens to it. But he goes on MSNBC with Nicole Wallace and he talks about the fact that this should be a wake up call for the Democrat establishment. That this guy won in New York City. This guy who's a total commie, and he's a I mean, look, I don't care about anybody's religion, but he's apparently pretty fanatical with some of his Muslim beliefs to the point where you got to wonder if this is a guy who would be instilling Sharia law in New York City, which, as my buddy Jimmy Fallon said, would mean we don't have to worry about congestion pricing because women would not be allowed to drive. So there's that. But he's a radical in every sense of the word, a radical. So the question is, what does this mean for the Democrat Party that this guy is now the standard bearer? And is this a wake-up call for the Democrat Party? So let me begin with, we're going to start with, this is cut 18 here. So this guy, Tim Miller, who's at one time was a Republican, who then became a never-Trumper. He was a Jeb guy, Jeb exclamation mark, became a never-Trumper. And then now he's basically kind of playing in this pool of the beta males for Kamala and anyone but Trump. And so, but also not really any Republican either, unless they're really very much a pro-war Republican, like Nikki Haley or somebody like that. But for the Democrat Party to nominate this guy now in the biggest city in the country as their standard bearer for mayor, the biggest office in New York, I would argue bigger than governor. I think the mayor of New York City is a more prominent position than governor of New York. I really do. I really believe that. And it's always been where the mayor of New York outshined the governor, except when Cuomo was governor, because Cuomo had COVID and he was on TV all the time and he was Cuomo. But so here's Tim Miller. Let's start there with this is cut 18. Go.
Yeah, look, I think that his politics are probably going to be closer to Basil's than to mine. I think this should be a massive wake-up call for the Democratic establishment. Andrew Cuomo, these guys circled the wagons around Andrew Cuomo, somebody that had to resign in disgrace, someone that was a sex pest. What was the rationale for that? They did so, and he spent $25 million on TV to no, or he had a super PAC that spent $25 million to obviously no effect, and he ran a campaign out of 1998. And you know, that we've seen too much of that from the Democratic establishment. And so then here you have this upstart guy, Zohran Mamdani, who ran a campaign for 2025. He was focused on costs, which we were talking about in the first segment. That's what everybody cares about, no matter what your ideology is right now. He was focused on costs. He was optimistic. He was affable. He walked the entire length of Manhattan.
He's optimistic and affable as he promised to give everybody free everything. Free buses, free food, free booze, whatever you want. Take it. It's yours because that's what socialism is all about. So, yeah, it makes you optimistic. If you're giving everything away, you're basically get to play Oprah. You get a car and you get a car and you get a free bus and that makes people happy. Sure. And he talked about prices, right, by saying that he was going to lower them for everybody by raising taxes on the rich, something that A, he can't do, and B, then the rich now are going to flee to Florida because why would they stay? Why would they stay in New York City and get hit with higher taxes? The answer is they wouldn't. Trump left. Hannity left. A lot of people have left. You can't find a U-Haul because they're all down in Texas and Florida now. That's the truth. But the LoveGov is not ruling this out, so I don't want to say this is a done deal. I'm just saying. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Could the LoveGov make a return? Could he win as an independent? Could he win the general election as an independent? That's the question. That's what we have to ask ourselves. Cut number 20.
Are you predisposed to consider staying on and having a vibrant campaign through November?
I am qualified. I have an independent line. That's done. And I am right now assessing that landscape and looking at the information, talking to people, talking to the stakeholders in my campaign about what that general election is going to look like. I can tell you there are a lot of people who have a lot of concerns.
I have concerns. I want you to run. I do. I do. I don't think this is the end of your career, LoveGov. I think you slash nursing home serial killer. I think you have a chance. I do. You should run. You should definitely run. There are people who are freaking out about this guy, and they should freak out about this guy. Here's what he said he would do as mayor of New York City if Benjamin Netanyahu came to New York, say for, oh, I don't know, what's in New York that he might come to? Cats, Phantom of the Opera, the United Nations? Just saying, maybe. This is cut 16. If Mamdani becomes mayor, take a listen.
And Mayor Mamdani, would you welcome Prime Minister Netanyahu to New York City for the for whatever he comes for, given the U.S. is not the signatory to the ICC, so he can travel to the U.S., unlike a lot of other countries. Would a Mayor Mamdani welcome Benjamin Netanyahu to the city?
No. As mayor, New York City would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu. Oh. This is a city that our values are in line with international law. It's time that our actions are also.
Even though the U.S. is not a signatory to the ICC?
No, it's time that we actually step up and make clear what we are willing to do to showcase the leadership that is sorely missing in the federal administration.
Wow, that's something right there. So he would arrest Netanyahu. Let's understand this now. He would arrest him, and he can't arrest him because he's got diplomatic immunity. It's just been revoked. Lethal weapon, too. But nevertheless, he would do that, and that shows you what a radical this guy is. Now, James Carville, the raging Cajun, wants cube cut 21. He doesn't think Mamdani can win the general election. He's not so sure about this, which is why I think Cuomo's thinking about running, because this guy's so nuts and so lefty and so socialist, kooky, radical, fanatical, that maybe, just maybe, this is one of those rare times where a Democrat can lose the general, but the field of independents is kind of big, so you'd have to get it down to basically one. You'd have to get a lot of people to really pay attention to this, and you'd have to get Republicans committed to backing a sensible Democrat. And I'm using sensible in air quotes as a strategy, because I don't really think they're that sensible. But beyond that, I mean, I don't see how you pull this off. But hey, nevertheless, this is what Carville thinks. Cut 21.
And the one other thing he has said that he has not walked back is that he was for global infantata. Well, Donald Clark, that's a good idea. But hopefully this guy, I hope, he obviously represents dissatisfaction, particularly among urban Democratic primary voters. Maybe he'll turn into be a very skilled candidate that can skillfully navigate some of his, what I refer to as esoteric positions. Remind one thing. He won the primary. There's a general election coming. I think Andrew's sending off noises that he's not going to run the general election as an independent. So there might be a huge, I don't know the ballot access thing, but it might be a huge undertaking to have a somewhat of a left of center independent candidate run for mayor. And, you know, New York has some history of electing Republican mayor. Like I'll elect Curtis Hill for sure. But it's certainly possible they could. There's a lot of baseball left here. That's the only point I'm going to make. We got a lot of baseball.
Well, the Love Gov loves playing baseball, and he loves any sort of handsy sport. So it's possible that Cuomo may decide to run in the general. He does like that. And the issue is, I mean, think about it. He's a perv, right? But he blamed that on being Italian. It's still my favorite chyron of the day. Andrew Cuomo, I'm not perverted, I'm Italian. Which I really think we should get shirts made up, don't you think? Wouldn't that be great? I'm not perverted, I'm Italian. And we could give them out. I don't know, we need to do Zioli Army shirts. Zioli Army, I'm not perverted, I'm Italian. And it becomes the ultimate excuse for everything. But that's what he said. But for the level of depravity that's on the left these days, I don't think he really rises to the level of really what they consider to be that depraved. And they have a tendency to forgive Democrats who get a little handsy with women, maybe even electing him president twice, maybe even electing him president even after they got handsy with women. So I'm just saying, I don't think that's the issue that stops him. And as far as the nursing home deaths, listen, they think Cuomo didn't kill enough people because of global warming and climate change. They would have liked it if he killed more people in the nursing homes. Let's face it. They think the guy's a rookie. He just was getting started. So that's not the reason why he didn't win. And so if he runs in a general election, could he beat this guy, Mamdani, if everybody wakes up to just how radical he is? It's possible. Anything's possible, but I'll tell you one thing. The Democrats want this guy gone. They want him gone in a big, big way. Here he is now saying that he is going to stop Trump's fascism and the ICE deportations. This is what he's going to do, among other crazy things he wants to do. And then I'll play you Tom Homan's response. So cue up cut 15 here. Tom Homan's response to this is priceless, as you can imagine, because Tom Homan is the GOAT, of course, the beast of deportations. Cut 15.
Where buses are fast and free. Where childcare doesn't cost more than CUNY. And where public safety keeps us truly safe. And it's where the mayor will use their power to reject Donald Trump's fascism. To stop mass ICE agents from deporting our neighbors. And to govern our city as a model for the Democratic Party.
I'll tell you what Tom Homan said when we get back, but you're definitely going to want to hear that, no doubt about it. And you will enjoy that response. We got great guests coming on the show today, including our buddy Dr. Wilfred Riley, his triumphant return to the show. We're expecting to hear from the president a little bit later in the show today, and we'll keep you posted. I'll tell you what Caroline Leavitt said today at the White House press briefing. We got a lot of audio for you, and of course, your phone calls, 855-839-1210. We're live in the Hub at Odyssey. We've got some great friends here. I'll tell you who's here joining us today when we get back. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah, baby. Kickstart my heart. Kickstart the show. You know, Bernie Sanders is very happy about Mondami. He likes more, as many socialist kooks as you can possibly get. He's very, very happy about that. Welcome back. We are live in the Hub at Odyssey World Headquarters, high above the filthy Schuylkill River. And it's great to be with you today on a Thursday, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Cioli. And you know what? We're doing this today because we have people who generously gave to the Travis Manning Foundation, including my buddy Brian Krieger and his wife Cheryl Krieger and their dog Maverick. But they couldn't be here today. But we have some great people representing from Tri-County Auto, including Jack Donaldson, the general manager. There's Jack, my man. There he is. And Joe Oniski. Joe's the sales guy. Joe. Joe said to me, I see you on Fox all the time. You're a big star. Joe, you don't have to say stuff like that, but thank you very much. I appreciate you saying it. And if you could say that once an hour, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's the makeup artist, Joe, who make me look handsome on there. But and Joe, since you brought up Fox News, not me, I'll just mention I will be on there 3 times next week. Okay, good. I'll plug that a few times as the day goes on here today. But it's great to be with you, and it's very, very fun to see wonderful friends and supporters of the show and the Travis Manning Foundation join us. Why don't we shift gears a little bit to Caroline Leavitt. She gave the White House press briefing today, and she said, without a doubt, the mission was a success, an absolute success. That's the key. And you know what? For all these people who are trying to spread fake news about this and trying to lie about the mission and say that it wasn't a success, It's like they're rooting for Iran. I said the other day, it must be hard to be on the left these days, because now that Trump said he's going to give the Patriot missile system to Ukraine, I guess you got to tear up your Ukraine flag and put up a Russia flag. And now you got to hang your Iranian flag, too. You're going to need more flagpoles. You're going to need a bigger flagpole. That's the bottom line. You're going to need a bigger flagpole. So here's Caroline Leavitt on the Iranian strikes. They were a huge success. Cut number one.
With President Trump as commander-in-chief, the world is a much safer place. After decades in which past presidents coddled and enabled the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, President Trump finally ended the immediate threat of a nuclear Iranian regime. Following President Trump's command, the most powerful military in the history of the world executed massive precision strikes on three of the Iranian regime's key nuclear facilities. The objective of Operation Midnight Hammer was to destroy the regime's nuclear enrichment capacity and stop the grave nuclear threat posed to the United States, Israel, and the rest of the free world. The mission, which will go down in the history books, was an overwhelming success. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Dan Raisin Kane covered the operation in great detail at their briefing this morning at the Pentagon, and I encourage every American to watch it. As President Trump has said repeatedly, the United States of America has the greatest, fiercest, and bravest armed forces ever to stride the face of this earth, and we couldn't be more grateful and proud of our nation's warriors.
I think the key here is that we want peace. We don't want World War III, and we averted World War III. That's the key. We averted World War III by what we did. Now, it would be very easy to get boots on the ground and try to effectuate regime change, and I'm sure there's a lot of people advocating for that right now, but they're not going to get their way, nor should they get their way, because we don't want regime change. We don't want to be in the position that we were with Iraq, and Trump doesn't want that. He doesn't want to be Bush. He saw the disaster that was the Iraq War. He doesn't want to repeat that mistake. He's already said that. It's not going to happen. Are there people that are pushing for that within the conservative movement? Sure there are. They're not going to get their way. Trump does not want boots on the ground, does not want us to do regime change. You know, he's a guy that understands a phrase that I think is very apropos, which is the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. And we know what we have with the Ayatollah, the supreme leader. What we don't know is who takes over. We don't know the void that's created. We just don't know. And that's a big part of any of these situations is exactly what happened after Iraq fell, is that there was a vacuum. Whenever there's a power vacuum, then people try to fill it. And they're crazy fanatics that sometimes try to fill it. And when they do, you have a civil war. And when that civil war happens, it's unpredictable. But the one thing that you can predict is that it's going to go on for decades, because you now have fanatics running the show who don't know how to keep people in line and can't. So you topple Saddam Hussein, and then you get a civil war breaking out in your hands that is absolutely unsustainable. That went on for 20 years in Iraq until eventually we had to leave. So he's seen that. He was against it. He doesn't want to repeat that. He doesn't want to repeat the mistakes of the past. He just does not. And let's skip over to Secretary Pete Hegseth, cut number seven, who said to the media, you, and I mean you, the press, you cheer against Trump so hard. Cut number seven.
Because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump, because you want him not to be successful so bad, you have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented them isn't true. So let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it. Spin it in every way we can to try to cause doubt and manipulate the mind, the public mind, over whether or not our brave pilots were successful. How many stories have been written about how hard it is to, I don't know, fly a plane for 36 hours? Has MSNBC done that story? Has Fox? Have we done the story how hard that is? Have we done it two or three times so that American people understand? How about how difficult it is to shoot a drone from an F-15 or 16 or F-22 or F-35? or what it's like to man a Patriot battery, or how hard it is to refuel midair, giving the American people an understanding of how complex and sophisticated this mission really was. There are so many aspects of what our brave men and women did that, because of the hatred of this press corps, are undermined because your people are trying to leak and spin that it wasn't successful. It's irresponsible.
Because they're rooting against Trump at every turn. That's the thing. They are rooting against Trump and they want him to fail. That's what they want. And so it doesn't matter if you eliminate the threat of Iran and the nuclear missiles that they would have. They can't be happy for him. They cannot consider it to be a success. They won't, because that's how they feel. Come on in, John and Nadia. Join us. We're live, and we're right in the hub here at Odyssey, and it's great to be with you, and join us for our show here. Come on in. But that's the thing. They are rooting against Trump at every turn. They cannot give him credit. And so now they're at a point now where they're actually defending Iran. And that's the crazy part about this whole thing, is that the left can't keep up with where they're supposed to be. It's just, if Trump's for it, they have to be against it. So that means then if the strikes were successful, they've got to find ways to try to say that they weren't. And if that means lying about it, then they've got to lie about it. And this is what they do. And the other thing, too, that they consistently do all the time is they root for the wrong team. And this is why I love that quote. Trump is blessed with having the worst opposition. They root for the wrong team. Instead of rooting for America and American success, they root for people in Iran. Now, I don't mean the people of Iran. They're not rooting for them because they're not advocating for them to rise up and claim freedom. They're rooting for the regime in Iran. They're hoping that this strike was a disaster, that didn't work, that it was a failure. That's what the press and the left are rooting for. Let's understand that point. They're actively rooting for that. They would love nothing more than for it to be proven, for the New York Times and CNN to be able to prove that this success did not work. This was not a success. This strike was an absolute failure. They would love nothing more. They're not rooting for America. They're not rooting for the success of the mission. And that's why the Democrats keep losing, because they're consistently on the wrong team. Whether it's they're rooting for boys playing in girls' sports or they're rooting for the strikes in Iran to be a failure. They're not on the same side as the overwhelming majority of the American people, who, if nothing else, want the mission, whether they were for it or against it, they want it to be a success. I mean, you may have had your reservations about it. You may have thought to yourself, I don't know if I really want us going into Iran. But when it happened, the one thing that all people of common sense, reasonable normalcy can agree is you wanted it to work. You wanted it to win. You wanted it to be a success, and you wanted the mission to be an absolute home run. The left can't. CNN can't. New York Times can't. They won't. They have to turn around and say, we hope this was a failure. And they'd love to have the gotcha and say, aha, you see, it didn't work. They would love that. They're rooting for this mission to have failed, and they're rooting for, hopefully, they can find the evidence that this mission failed, just so that they can say to Trump, you see, gotcha. Not, oh no, this was a great day for America. Good job by the president and the B-2 fighter pilots and everybody involved in the mission. Nope. We hope it was a failure. We hope we can find that gotcha moment and turn around and say, you see, told you. That's why they lose. They're on the wrong side of everything. And I'm telling you, it shows across the country. It shows. Look, I'll tell you this right now. CNN is in so much hot water over saying that the mission was not a success that even little Brian Stelter, going through puberty, had to leave the prom to go home. Well, you listen to his voice, and you can clearly hear that he's prepubescent, or at least maybe mid-pubescent at this point. But little Brian Stelter, who somehow wound up back at CNN after all these years, they're running insane damage control live on the air. After Pete Hegseth and Trump proved them wrong on the Iran leak story, after CNN said that the mission was a failure, as CNN and the New York Times were rooting for the mission to be a failure, cut number 9.
There's so much more reporting to do on this topic. This is a very complex matter, even though Trump tried to make it sound simple on Saturday night. It's really important to note what CNN did not report. CNN did not report that this mission was a failure. Far from it. It may have turned out to be a tremendous success. We just don't know all the facts yet, and neither does the U.S. government.
Nah, CNN did not say it was a failure. Really? That's interesting. Well, we have the audio tapes of that. But after getting torched by the Trump administration, they're panicking. And they're now reporting the truth about the Iran strikes, saying that it worked. Imagine that. They tried so hard. They wanted it. They wanted it. Matt, can you grab me the original clip of them saying that it was a failure, if you could, Natasha Bertrand? But here they are now, cut number 10, saying that, look at this. It's an overwhelming success. Cut 10.
And its enrichment program has to be completely destroyed. I think from what I've seen, the 20,000 centrifuges, you had about 17,000 in Natanz, about 3,000 in Fordo, they are all completely destroyed. I am very confident those centrifuges are gone. The Israelis destroyed the centrifuge manufacturing production facilities that we know of. Isfahan, which is the conversion facility, key part of the fuel site, will also appear to have been destroyed. So if you add it up from what we're seeing, massive, catastrophic setback for Iran's program. The term of art, obliterated, destroyed, I kind of step out of that. This is an analytical process. It's important for the professionals now in the intelligence community to be able to do their work without political pressure and come out with their assessments. And we'll know soon enough. There's a lot of work going on here from U.S. intelligence agencies, from Mossad and the Israelis, from other partners. But I thought that briefing was important. We now know that operation that was developed over multiple administrations worked exactly as it was designed. So I didn't know that. I couldn't have confirmed that 24 hours ago. I now know those three ventilators, they went down there and it worked. That's new. And that means probably Fordo is rendered inoperable for the foreseeable future, probably forever.
They're stunned. Look at them. Look at their faces. They can't believe it. They don't want it to be true. They don't want it to be a success. Literally, actively rooting for failure. Rooting for the mission to have been a failure so that they can say, CNN, the New York Times can say that they were right. Because you know the people that are running CNN in terms of how they're running the CNN network? Well, it turns out we know how they're running CNN. And let's take a listen to what they're doing. Go ahead, Justin.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
They don't. They have no idea. They just don't. And that's the truth. And here's Caroline Levitt torching CNN and torching Natasha Bertrand, which, do we have the clip of Natasha, Matt, from what she said originally, by the way? Can you get that for me? The original clip from her on CNN. Thank you. But here's Caroline Levitt torching her. This is now cut number, I believe you said 4, if I'm not mistaken, right? Cut number 4. Take a listen.
This was a low confidence preliminary intelligence assessment. And the entirety of that assessment was not leaked to the media. Only tidbits of that assessment were leaked to CNN. And we have seen this playbook run before, where you have people in the intelligence community or perhaps on Capitol Hill. We don't know, but I believe the FBI is investigating to find out who that leaker was, because it's illegal and they should be held accountable for that. Leaked bits and pieces of an intel assessment to push a false narrative. And it's to the same reporter, I will add, Natasha Bertrand of CNN, who has done this in the past. In 2020, it was Natasha Bertrand who had 51 intelligence analysts falsely lie to her, but she still put it on paper for some reason, that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. We all know that's not true, right? We can all agree on that now. That was a lie from the intelligence community. Also in 2020, this same reporter, Natasha Bertrand, wrote that a top intel agency ruled out the man-made lab leak theory of the coronavirus origins. Again, the president was right about that. This reporter wrote a lie from the intelligence community to seek a narrative she wanted to prove. And guess what? We now know that's the truth. Also, in 2024, Bertrand pushed the suckers and losers hoax. She also pushed the fine people hoax, which was taking the president's words purposely out of context. And then last October, and I believe this is notable, Natasha Bertrand published an article in Politico from the intelligence agency. She said that John Ratcliffe was speaking without any evidence when he said Iran was attempting to undermine President Trump's presidential campaign. And then we, of course, found out that was absolutely true. In fact, the Biden administration declassed an intel report which said they had high confidence that Iran had done exactly what Ratcliffe alleged. They did run an influence campaign to hurt President Trump's candidacy. In fact, we know the Iranians tried to take President Trump's life.
Okay. Now, the article, it was an article that Natasha Bertrand wrote, but think of all the things that she was wrong about over the years. And let's see, let's break some of those down. The Hunter Biden laptop. Well, the Hunter Biden laptop, which she went all in on saying it was Russian disinformation, which in my mind is to this day the biggest evidence of election interference I've ever seen in my lifetime, because it was October of 2020. And had you known that the president of, or the presidential candidate for the Democrats was implicated in his son's business dealings with China and Russia and with I don't want to forget Romania. I mean, they're the lesser of the corrupt countries, but they're pretty corrupt, too. And Ukraine. And you may have thought differently about Joe Biden, but they covered up the Hunter Biden lab, the COVID lab leak theory. Look, I've been saying COVID came from a lab and not from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries, which, by the way, we do have some for you if you're here today for our live show. That's a tray of bat burger sub hero sandwiches, right? I'm pretty sure. They don't call them hoagies over there in Wuhan, so we had to do a translation. But there's a bat burger and cheese, and we also have on a gluten-free bun if you want. The pangolin fries are vegan, so vegan pangolin. It's beyond pangolin. It's a new thing. I'm sorry. It's brand new. It's a new product. Here's 42. Cut 42 here. This is the CNN report on Iran, and this is what I mean about them lying about this and why they did not want this to be a success. Take a listen.
Just how effective were the American strikes on Iran's nuclear program? Well, tonight, CNN is learning a preliminary intelligence assessment suggests they did not destroy Iran's nuclear sites. This early report is from the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency. CNN has spoken with seven people briefed on it. One source says that the strike set Iran back, quote, maybe a few months tops. Two others tell us the country's stockpile of enriched uranium was also not destroyed. Another says the centrifuges are largely intact.
They so wanted it to be a failure. And now they can't run away from the fact that it was a success. And now that everybody's coming out and saying that, that CNN, what they did here based on this initial reporting was just pathetic. And now that the truth has come out of just how successful this was, and they have an analyst on CNN saying that Fordo is inoperable, probably forever, CNN has lost even more credibility, if they had any left. Whatever credibility they had is left. And the reason why is because the management at CNN, the people that hire people at CNN, the people that make the news decisions at CNN, Justin, hit it.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
It's true. So there you go. All right, we are live today, and it's great to be with you. We're live every day, but we're live today in the Hub at Odyssey, high above the Schuylkill River, with a particularly nice shade of green today, the river. It does. It's kind of a greenish hue, sort of like a radioactive glow to it, I think. Very beautiful. In our world headquarters at Odyssey with our great friends who gave generously to the Travis Manion Foundation. And I want to thank our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. They also gave generously to the Travis Manion Foundation. They hosted us last Friday for our live show. I think we had, what would you say, about 300 people there? About 300, right? Capacity crowd. We'll be back there August 15th for our next live show, and I want to see you there. In the meantime, it's time to make those July vacation plans. And when you book a midweek stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, if there's bad weather like we've had this week, you don't have to worry about it because you're covered, because they've got the beach, they've got the huge outdoor pool, they got the indoor pool, so there's plenty to do with the kids, because the worst thing is you rent a shore house and there's nothing to do, the weather's bad, and the kids are on their devices the whole time. The Grand Hotel, there's always something to do. Plus, they give you resort credits back. You stay a whole week, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credits. You use those resort credits at Hemingway's Restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, even take your family on a whale watching boat trip. And now that there's no windmills, you don't have to worry about dead whales floating on the boat trip, because that's awkward. You're like, look, kids, and there's orca just sort of bobbing. Like, there's Dead Willie. Remember, like, Free Willie? We don't have to worry about that anymore now that the windmills are gone, so that's a great thing. So book your stay today by going to GrandHotelKateMay.com. And if you're thinking about a wedding, my friend Caitlin, she was named the 2025 Face of Weddings for South Jersey, and I think all of New Jersey. It is the best wedding destination, and they also family events, family reunions, baby showers, bridal showers, and, of course, corporate events as well. So just go to GrandHotelKateMay.com. GrandHotelKateMay.com. Get those midweek stay resort credits. Always book direct with them for the best rates, and I'll see you August 15th.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
They don't. Nor do we. Welcome back. Glad you're here today. Great friends joining us. And we'll talk more about that as the show goes on. But I mean, this is the thing about CNN. And they so wanted this to be a disaster. They wanted it to be a failure. They were rooting against America. This is why they're always on the wrong side of things. Yeah, I know people who before the strike were adamantly against it. When it happened, they wished it hadn't. But the one thing everybody said was, well, now that it happened, let's hope it was a huge success. Let's hope that Fredo Mountain, as I call it, that Fredo Mountain is gone. There's nothing left. Let's hope for these things. That's what everybody who's a patriot should root for, because you don't want it to be a failure, because then that could potentially lead to war. I didn't make the decision to bomb Iran. The president did. But once he made the decision, at that point, all he can do is hope that it's a success. And yet CNN, The New York Times, some of these other sites, they were so incredibly hell-bent on trying to spread this idea that it was a failure. And it wasn't. So now they have egg on their face. And even Lindsey Graham, who had a briefing today, came out and said that based on the intelligence assessments that they got, and these things do take a little bit of time, but that's the problem, is it's CNN rush. They jumped the gun. They came out right away and said it was a failure. But here's what Lindsey Graham said. Take a listen.
Obliterated is a good word for me to use. I can tell people in South Carolina, nobody is going to work in these three sites anytime soon. They're not going to get into them anytime soon. Their operational capability was obliterated. There's nobody working there tonight. It was highly effective.
There's nobody working there tonight because it's over. Fredo Mountain is gone. And the problem is, again, Justin, the problem is the people at CNN who make the decisions about what stories to air, who to hire, who to employ. These people, Justin,
they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
They don't. But they do. And that is that they have a goal. And that goal is to try to be against Trump. Whatever Trump is for, they're against. So whatever Trump does, they have to be against it. I just wonder how quickly somebody can get a Russian flag. Could somebody see on Amazon for me if they are selling them now? Now that Trump said he's going to give Ukraine Patriot missiles, I think everybody with the hate has no home here side is going to take down their Ukraine flag and replace it with a Russian flag. Oh, it's going to be hysterical. I wonder if there's a program where you can trade it in. Like, I was for Ukraine until Trump said Zelensky's a nice guy and he's going to help him. Now, I'm on Team Putin, so how do I get a Russian flag? Can I trade this one in or do I have to burn it first? How does that work? And I also wonder, too, if there's a way that they could possibly get a two-for-one Russia and Iran flag at the same time. Is there a special? I know Prime Day is coming up, right? July 8th, I think it is. So if nothing else, maybe you can get at least one made in China. So there's that. All right, we got a lot to get to. We're at a busy day. We're expecting to hear from the president at some point today, but we will bring that to you live when it happens, and we'll make sure that we don't miss it. But we have great friends here from Tri-County Auto. So I'm sorry, it was Tom, right?
Tim,
I was close. Tim, and what's your last name, Tim?
Mahon.
Mahon?
Yeah.
And what's your role there at Tri-County?
I'm the accountant.
You're the count executive. Accountant, you're the accountant. All right, so you're the money guy. You're the guy who keeps track of the money. All right, good.
Well, write the checks to you.
Well, write those checks, but not to me. You write them to the bosses who then give me the little pittance that comes with it. But thank you for your support. We're honored to have Tri-County as our sponsor. We really are. I'm very honored to have it, and great to have the general manager, Jack Donaldson, here, and Joe Aniski, the sales guy. Joe was here. Joe's right there. Jack ran away. I don't know where Jack went. And what's that?
That's Tim's wife.
Oh, Heather, I didn't realize you guys were married.
No.
Okay, all right. Don't get him in trouble. And it's not his gumata either. I want to make that point very clear, all right?
He's our treasure.
So, but Tim's involved in the Montgomery County Republican Party, and Heather is too. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But Tri-County Auto, great friends of the show, and what incredible specials they have right now for you, including Employee Pricing Plus. I love this because why not get the absolute best deal and be treated like family? Tri-County Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, Employee Pricing Plus. Get employee pricing on your favorite vehicles all month long. And they got the Jeep Tops Off sales event. You can lease a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited for only $420 a month for 42 months. Or check out a new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn, and you can lease that baby for $459 a month for 42 months. So hurry in. These offers will not last long. You got to stop in their showroom today. And easy to get to, right? 422, Collegeville, Exton, Limerick, easy. We're king of Prussia, and they American cars, baby. That's what we're talking about. I drive a Jeep Wrangler, and the pride of driving American in this moment, this day and age right now, where America's so hot, it feels great. And I'll tell you something else, too. When the One Big Beautiful Bill passes, all the interest on car loans is tax deductible if you buy American. So I'm just saying, it's another great incentive. But I can tell you, since we got the sales guy here, and I can tell Joe's a good guy. He's one of us. Because you know the first thing he said to me, this is why I can trust him and the sales team at Tri-County Auto. Here's why I can trust him. Because I know, you know, you might think, how do I know the guy's not a sleaze guy? First thing he said to me was, you're great on Fox News. First thing Joe said. So that's how you know you can trust Tri-County Auto. They've got incredible taste. And he said, I look handsome. So obviously an honest man, honest brokers at Tri-County Auto.
And buy a car from him,
will you? Go see Joe Aniski and buy a car from him. Go see them today. Go see them and get the incredible Employee Pricing Plus and stop in and say hello. And just go to tricounty.com and see all their specials. You'll also become Tri-County for life.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.